Luck is a fickle friend in the life of any gambler. In Lawrence Osborne's new novel, it's also the unpredictable heart of the story about a man, a casino, and a game of chance. The book is called The Ballad of a Small Player. Here's author Tash Au with a review.
We're in Macau, that old Portuguese colony. Here, 21st century glamour meets old Asia and its faded charms. And it's here also that we meet Lord Doyle, an English gambler who seems addicted to failure. Everyone knows you are not a real player until you secretly prefer losing, he tells us at the beginning of the novel. But his fortunes are about to change. A combination of outrageous luck, chance meetings, and ghosts will turn him around. After all, this book takes place in China, where the locals take their superstitions seriously. The life of a gambler will always be an exciting read. I spent much of my time silently screaming, "Don't!" But Osborne handles the moments of suspense so well that they feel more like memoir than thriller. Doyle acts like a haunted man, not only by the spirits of the casino, but by his own past. We learn that he fled England when the law firm he worked for accused him of embezzlement. He's clearly guilty, but less obvious is why he did it. Osborne's descriptions of snobbery in England are razor sharp, but class consciousness can't really explain why Doyle steals from an older client. It's something more primeval, something in his psyche he can't articulate. He doesn't understand why he cries when he talks about changing his life. When he's rescued by a woman during a time of bad luck, he doesn't quite know why he leaves her to return to gambling. He eats copiously, and those scenes are written with joyful detail. But his appetite also feels desperate and unnerving. He's like the hungry ghosts of Chinese mythology, those spirits who never found what they needed to survive in life. Macau and Hong Kong feel vivid and true in the novel, yet also otherworldly. Well-known landmarks and weather conditions are captured with stillness and beauty. But it is the uncertain fate of Doyle that made me, as a reader, feel strangely fulfilled. His decisions seem connected to the thrilling and terrifying changes taking place around him. Old ways collide with a brash new world, and in this game, it's not yet clear which will emerge the winner.
The book is The Ballad of a Small Player by Lawrence Osborne. Our reviewer is Tash Au. His latest novel is called Five Star Billionaire.